Hey, greetings. It's Brother James, NoParish.com, John 424 Radio. Hey, today I got an audio refuting I want to share with you. There is a man on the internet, he has a YouTube channel, called JackSmack77. And JackSmack77 posted a exposing of NoParish.com. It's a 6-minute video. It's not real long. And I'm going to play his video. I'm just going to do an audio. And I'm going to play the entirety of it. And then I'm going to answer each of his points to rightly divide the word of God. The Bible says, be ready to give an answer. Titus 1 says, be ready to teach and convince the naysayers. And Mr. Jack Smack is a very unbiblical, heretical man with an easy believe, once saved, always saved gospel. So we're going to cover that. And I will play his words. Stop it. And I will give you my reply and rebuttal, and then play it again. None of this is editing his words. I'm just going to play through the 6 minutes and stop it, and then I'm going to share. So let's get right at it, exposing JackSmack77's so-called refuting of DontParish.com. Hold on.
Okay, this sermon is entitled DontParish.com. Exposed. I'd like to open up with prayer and then with a few verses. All right, dear God, thank you for giving us your clear word. Thank you for allowing us to see what it says. Bless the listeners. I ask all this in Jesus' name, amen. Psalm 32 reads, blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no guile. When I kept silence, my bones waxed old through my roaring all the day long. Now, I stumbled across this stupid website earlier entitled DontParish.com. The title in and of itself is an imperative. It's like these people are trying to tell sinners not to perish, as if the onus or the responsibility of not perishing is on us.
All right, so let's stop right there. So, oh, this is so bad. Sometimes I have to really just take a breath and hold on. All right, so he says we are telling people don't perish as the onus is on people. Luke 13:3, Jesus said, repent, lest you all perish. Yeah, it's kind of like saying don't perish, right? Yeah, I'm going with Jesus' words, not JackSmack77. We do need to repent. Let's keep going.
And I delved into this stupid website. And from the very onset, I found it to be wicked, demonic, and heretical. There's an article on here entitled, Find Eternal Life. Click here, parenthetically speaking. And that connotes that eternal life is like an Easter egg or some type of checklisted item on a Boy Scout scavenger hunt.
All right, let's stop right there. So he doesn't like that I said, find eternal life. Jesus, my Lord, my Savior, my Master, my Messiah, my Creator, said, few there be that find it. Matthew 7:14. Once again, I'm going to go with the Creator God, my Savior's word and truth, not JackSmack77. Let's keep going.
Instead of a free gift. In other words, you have to toil and you have to labor in order to find eternal life through some type of exploration or some odyssey.
All right, so let's stop there. He says you have to toil or you have to labor. Well, my Lord and Savior said in Luke 13, strive to enter in through the straight way. And Apostle Paul, Brother Paul, said, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. And Brother Peter said, if the righteous be scarcely saved, what will become of the sinner? Once again, I'm going with Jesus Christ, God, Creator, Messiah, and the men he called, Paul and Peter, not JackSmack77, who doesn't know what he is biblically talking about. Let's keep going.
It's garbage, okay? As I read some of the articles, I just see that it's just a bunch of cryptic, cult-like stupidity. They're constantly putting an emphasis on you've been deceived by man-made tradition. So basically, I'm just going to read what they have to say about the God.
So let's stop right there. So Jesus warns us in Matthew 24 that in the last days, massive deception will come. And he says, do not be deceived. Jack Smack is upset that I'm warning people not to be deceived. Once again, I'm going to go with Jesus' word and Jesus' warning and Jesus' instruction for us to not be deceived, not Jack Smack 77's false heretical word.
The gospel and salvation and prove that this is a bunch of work salvation, demonic garbage, straight out of hell. So here it goes. It reads, quote, "The gospel message that Jesus and the apostles taught us in the Bible is a narrow road gospel message. Fact, it is not a come up front, raise your hand, or say a prayer gospel message that most modern religious places proclaim today. The true biblical gospel calls one to put your faith in Christ." Now that is correct, but as I keep reading, you're going to see that these people have not put their faith in Christ. And they don't even really define what faith is. It's real nebulous and, you know, obfuscated, the way they just word all this stuff. It goes on.
All right, so let's stop there. So on my gospel, which is on virtually every page of our website, there is the gospel laid out, and then there is audio teachings on each aspect of the gospel. There's one on faith, there's one on repentance, there's one on born again, there's several on holiness and obedience, and there's one on endurance. So he lies and says, oh, we don't even talk about what faith is. I actually have a teaching in depth on what a saving faith is. So Jack Smack 77 is either a liar or he has not tested my website very well, and he's just out to do a smear campaign. But anybody seeking truth will see how void of truth Jack Smack 77 is.
One, that you have to repent. That means to change your mind and your ways. Then it goes on to say you have to be born again.
Yeah, so he says, I call out repentance. Yeah, the Bible says over 60 times to repent in the New Testament. Jack Smack's not fond of repentance.
Have a new heart and a new mind. Then it says you have to live holy.
Yep, so the Bible says in John 3, you must be born again, Jesus said, to inherit and see the kingdom of God. Jack Smack 77 is not teaching or fond of being born again. I'm going to go with Jesus' word and Paul's and Peter's on that.
Holy and obedient lives. As fruit, you are of him. Then it goes on.
Yep, so the Bible says in Hebrews 12:14, without holiness, no one will see God. Again, I'm going to go with the writer of Hebrews, I believe it's Apostle Paul, that we must be holy. Peter says, be holy in all your conduct. Jack Smack discounts all of that, and he has easy believism because he's a proof texter, a scripture twister. He's a eisegesis expert. I'm going to take scriptures out, make it say what I want it to say, and he discounts the rest of God's word, not using good exegesis, taking in the whole scripture to build our doctrine. That's what we must do. Jack Smack 77 sure lacks that.
Then it says you must endure to the end for salvation. Now this tells you that these people are not saved.
Okay, so Jesus tells us in Matthew 24 that we must endure to the end to be saved. In Revelation, it tells us those who overcome will enter the kingdom. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 15, you have the hope of salvation and the gospel is death, burial, and resurrection if you remain in the faith. Paul talks about in other epistles that if you hold fast to your faith, your confession, your steadfastness. Jack Smack's an easy believe false teacher. The Bible is clear on the gospel I proclaim. I stand on it. They can burn me at the stake over that or anything else I teach. Jack Smack 77 is not teaching the truth. God's word is the truth. There's more.
The people who run this website, their names are Jim and Debbie. And these people are going straight to hell. Number one, their faith is not in Christ. Number two, their faith is in...
So let's stop right there. So our faith is not in Christ. Every page of my website has the gospel. I go in the street full-time, travel, and preach all over America and preach Christ crucified, his shed blood, his death, burial, resurrection is in every preaching session I do. We've sacrificed and forsaken our lives and careers to go lift up Christ, but our faith isn't in Christ. I think this is called accuser of the brethren and slander, right? That's what people say all the time when you lie and slander people. We see Jack Smack 77's motives. There's more.
In themselves, repenting and changing their ways, having a physical rebirth, which requires a new heart and mind, and they have to live holy and obedient, and they have to endure to the end for salvation. That tells you they're not saved. Okay, there's only two types of people. One who already has eternal life, and one who doesn't. You're not going to get eternal life if you endure to the end. The Bible says...
All right, so he said there, it stopped. He said, you're not going to gain eternal life if you endure to the end. Apostle Paul, Brother Paul says, Hebrews 3:14, we are made partakers if we hold the beginning of our confidence to the end. And there's many such verses as that. Clearly, you can turn away from the faith, fall away from the faith, choose sin. Hebrews 10:26 says there's no sacrifice if we willfully sin. Jack Smack, 77, needs to really study the Bible. We're about halfway through.
Today is the day of salvation. It doesn't say tomorrow or next month or in year 2030. Is the day of salvation.
All right, so let's make clear on this. So absolutely, today is the day of salvation, and we have the hope of salvation today. And if you place your faith in Christ, and you repent of your sin, and you're born from above, and you're striving for holiness and obedience, ready to endure in the faith like a marriage or anything else, a covenant that God ordains, you have the hope of salvation. And if you die today, of course, you'll get it if you are in covenant with God. Here's the problem. You must remain in that covenant tomorrow, next week, next month, next year. It is not automatic. The Bible is full of verses, admonitions, warnings to remain, hold steadfast, don't turn back. The warning of many have fallen away. Jack Smack 77 is void of biblical truth. I'm just calling it out to the saving of his soul, and so other people aren't stumbled by him.
You can make it unto the end. It says today is the day of salvation, meaning that once you believe on Christ, you have eternal life instantaneously. You have eternal life instantaneously, and it goes on forever. So let me...
All right, so there he talks about you have eternal life instantaneously. It goes on forever. He's a once saved, always saved guy. Brother Paul said many will turn away from the faith in 1 Timothy 4. And the Bible is full of many warnings of remaining, holding fast, not falling away. Yeah, I got a whole bunch of articles on that at don'tperish.com. Go to the teaching blog. Look up Calvinism Exposed. Look up Once Saved, Always Saved Exposed. I got a whole bunch of articles loaded with scripture that shows you, you can indeed fall away. Paul warned that many will.
Let me read another little excerpt from this stupid, wicked website. It goes on. Most denominational evangelical places have an easy believism gospel that is not biblical, and it cannot guide you to eternal life or save you at all. In other words, they're still putting an emphasis on being guided to eternal life. In other words, you don't get eternal life right away, you have to find it. And then it says...
All right, so the Bible is clear. I already read you scriptures about finding eternal life. Jesus says in John 15:10 that if you keep my commandments and abide in me, you get my love. Many, many warnings. What happens to the branches that don't produce fruit? Cut off and thrown in the fire, per our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. There's more.
It says it won't save you at all. Well, let's just see what the Bible says. John 3:15, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. They're saying that won't save you at all. These people...
Yeah, so there you go. So he rests on the word just believe, John 3:15. And he says that this one-time thing, you just believe and you gain eternal life. All right? But the Bible is very clear that endurance is part of our covenant with God, that obedience is part of our covenant with God, that fruit, because of a saving faith, is part of our covenant with God. And, well, we'll keep going and we'll talk about this a little bit more. Hold on.
These people are unsaved, hell-bound reprobates. They're going to split hell wide open. This is a demonic, wicked, foolish website.
Okay, Jack Smack 77, we hear you. So he says all you have to do to be saved and gain eternal life is just believe in Jesus. Well, you know what, folks? We believe in Jesus. We believe in his shed blood, death, burial, and resurrection. And then we also believe that you need to repent. You need to be born again. You need to have holiness and obedience as fruit that you even know him. And then you have to endure. But you know what? If all it takes is just a head knowledge belief in Jesus, well, why are we going to split hell wide open? Because we believe in Jesus, Jack Smack 77. Yeah, absolutely. So pretty contradictory and hypocritical of him to say that right there. We're going to be wrapping it up pretty soon.
And anyone who believes this garbage is just as lost as these people are. I mean, this is ridiculous. This is not even some kind of a newfangled, novel, you know, innovative message. This is just an old-school, foolish, work salvation. Satan's been tricking people into believing this from day one. And people have always believed this. People have always gone the way of Cain and tried to, you know, work their way to heaven.
So he accuses us of works-based salvation. Go read James 2. James says, by the way, there's not a Bible verse that says you're saved by faith alone or grace alone. The only place the word alone or only comes into the word faith is in James 2, where James says you're not saved by faith alone. Your works back up and justify your saving faith. They always go together. Jesus said in John 14, 15, if you love me, keep my commandments. Jesus said in John 15:14, you are my friend if you keep my commandments. Faith and holy works of obedience. Hebrews 5:9 says, he made the way of eternal life for those who obey him. We must use good exegesis and take all of God's word. Don't be a scripture twister heretic like Jack Smack 77. Almost done.
The Tower of Babel, and it's nothing new. There's nothing impressive about this. Any fool can make a website like this and put on the A, B, C, and D's of salvation, making salvation into a multi-step program. It's demonic, and it's damnable. And these people are going straight to hell.
So a multi-step program. Well, Jesus did say it's a straight way, it's a narrow road. Paul said we run a race. Sounds like a journey and a step and things we must do on the way. Like a covenant, Israel with God. Like Noah in his covenant, building an ark. Like Abraham in his covenant, Israel and the covenant. Steps of obedience, process, walking with the Lord, enduring. That's what the new covenant is as well. Easy believism is of Satan. I guess that means Jack Smack 77 is of the enemy Satan. Interesting concept.
This don'tperish.com is straight out of hell. The only condition for salvation is to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Believing means that you're persuaded that what he says is true. You're convinced that he's telling you the truth and you know for a fact you're saved if you truly believed on Christ.
All right, so I'll go back again. I guess I'm saved because I really do believe that. And so do the people that I'm united to believe that. Interesting. But yet he says we're going to split hell wide open. Actually, the only condition is not just believe. Even the demons believe and tremble, the Bible tells us. If you go through the Bible and see, there's all kinds of places in the New Testament where it calls us to repent, which is a changing of your mind. When you change your mind, you change your ways, you leave sin. Jesus said you must become a new creation, John 3, be born again. The Bible tells us without holiness, we won't see God. I already mentioned that. Obedience is a marker of God's people. And the Bible tells us we must endure. According to Jack Smack, you can just read some parts of the book of John, rip the whole rest of the New Testament out, and you are good to go. That absolutely is a lie. Jack Smack 77 is deceiving people. I'm calling him out right here. He's a liar. He's a slanderer. He's a heretic. I'm saying all this to the saving of his soul. I'm all about redemption. My Lord's all about redemption. Just a minute or two more.
You have believed on Christ, you are saved, and there's no need for all these extra conditions, like repentance, living holy and obedient, and enduring to the end.
No need for repentance. Well, if you go read James 5:19-20, go read it. It talks about, if any of you, he's talking to brethren, do sin, and then someone saves him and turns him from his sin. You save a soul from death. Hey, I thought we didn't need to have repentance. I thought we didn't have to turn from that. You just have to change your mind. No, that's a lie. You actually have to do what the New Testament Bible says. To just believe in easy believism is a fleshly, carnal, man-pleasing false doctrine that does not rightly divide the word, and does not Matthew 4:4, Jesus said, live by every word out of the mouth of God.
Amen. Okay, no saved person adds those things to salvation because they're already saved, and they're not trying to do a bunch of things and jump through a bunch of hoops to get saved. These people are unsaved, on their way to hell. Jim and Debbie from don'tperish.com are going straight to hell to burn forever.
Well, I don't know how true that is, because if all it takes is just believing in Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection, I guess we're good to go, Jack Smack 77, so you're lying. But actually, it's not all it takes. Belief and faith leads you to repentance and hating your sin unto new life. Holiness marks God's people. The Spirit of God doesn't live in you while you live in wickedness and sin. Willfully, Jack Smack 77. And those who love God will endure, waiting for his return, their death, to go be with him. Yeah, that's what the Bible teaches. Very, very clear.
And it's because they did not believe the gospel. They did not believe the simple promise of Jesus in John 6:47. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. No, these stupid bastards would rather reject that simple verse.
All right. So he uses that word. You know, I looked up that word. I know what it means in the world. I looked up that word, and it's pretty close to what it means in the Bible. And it means you're born of incest, you're illegitimate, your parents weren't married, or your father was a Jew and your mother was the heathen. You know, my wife and I, none of that applies to us, yet he's calling us that name. Jack Smack is a carnal, fleshly, lying slanderer who doesn't even use good Bible theology. He doesn't even use good Bible terms. He clearly is a fleshly, angry man, a reviler, name caller. I hope he comes to repentance. I really do.
Spit in Jesus' face and then put up this satanic website just so they can burn in heaven.
So we're spitting in Jesus' face. You know, what we teach is what the Bible teaches and what Jesus taught. Jesus said in Matthew 28:20, teaching them to obey everything I've commanded. So we teach people how to dress, how to talk, how to live, how to act, how to spend their money, how to protect their money. We don't take anyone's money, by the way. How to preach the gospel, how to have biblical fellowship, how to reject the world, how to walk through the world and still live holy. We're not spitting in Jesus' face at all. We're doing what he commanded us to do. Preaching the gospel, making biblical holy disciples, teaching them to obey everything he's commanded. Hey, if you just have to believe Jack Smack 77, why would Jesus say teaching them to obey everything he commanded? Makes no sense, does it? Nope. My God is not the author of confusions, 1 Corinthians says. Jack Smack 77 is the author of confusion. Just about done.
Hell, that's all I have. I'm going to go ahead and close in prayer. Dear God, thank you for giving us your clear word.
All right, we're going to end it right there. That's all he said about me. He ended in a prayer. So that is pretty much what Jack Smack 77 had to say about don'tperish.com. Jack Smack is unbiblical. Jack Smack is a heretic. He's an easy believe, once saved, always saved, false teacher. Repent, Jack Smack 77, of your false ways. I hope this audio has helped anyone that ran across it and finds it at don'tperish.com see that I am ready to give an answer. All these people that expose don'tperish.com, they are always lies, heresy, foolishness, man-made doctrine, often done in anger and name-calling. I'm going to call Jack Smack 77 a name. He's a heretic. I hope you repent, Jack Smack. Hey, we love you all. Thanks for listening. This has been Brother James, don'tperish.com. Go to our teaching blog. Thousands of articles to help you in the faith. Look up Once Saved, Always Saved Exposed. Look up Calvinism Exposed. Look up all the articles that are there on endurance. Go to the gospel. See the five or six audios that take the gospel and walk through what you must do. We must place our faith in Jesus Christ. We must repent and turn from the world, man-made religion in our flesh. We must be born again by the Spirit of God. It's a work He does in us. We will have holiness and obedience as fruit that we are following after Him. We will endure in the faith. Go test yourself at the gospel. Don't listen to heretic Jack Smack 77. Let me know how I can help you in the faith. Till next time, have a glorious day. We love you all. May God be praised.